from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Afternoons at 3.
I have real anger towards what is a massive security failure.
Sean Hannity.
And frankly, save me the lectures from Democrats and the left, their incendiary rhetoric.
On 97.3, The Sky.
You know, Greg and I are big fans of the F word, food.
Oh, yeah.
We love us some food.
Absolutely.
And there is for no other reason than our love of food that I would even mention that Hooters.
Oh, you know, wings.
I can't even pull it off.
You can't
man.
Even say it with a straight face. Well, wings are way up on my list. You know that. I
and
love
me too.
Me some good wings.
And me too.
So, yes, absolutely.
I actually played softball for Hooters. They were our
really?
Sponsor.
Did you have to wear those little short orange little shorties things?
I rocked them. And they looked really good when I wore my fanny pack as well.
Well,
we didn't have to wear those.
It was the
shorts.
Early 90s, I guess, or something.
Yeah. It looks so good with my mullet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I had the mullet.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Had your little t-shirt tied, the knot in front, the whole bit. Yeah.
Not me.
Yeah.
But I do remember when we used to cut our shirts, like half shirts and
half
stuff.
Yeah, half shirts, yeah.
Yeah. And you outgrow that quickly because, about 22, the belly starts to push out a little
bit. Because you outgrow it. That's the whole point.
Yeah. A new Hooters restaurant is being planned for a shopping center in the Villages, according to the director of their development. Anyway, don't have a lot of more details, and that it should be off of in the Lake Deaton Plaza, not too far from Highway 44. And Hooters, if you don't know, the original one is in Clearwater. And started over 40 years ago. And it is so interesting to me because being a Tampa Bay guy for a long time, you know, I went to the original one. I played softball for them before other softball games at another Hooters location. I mean, we would go there after the games or go there anytime, and we brought our wives and girlfriends in.
Both?
It was never nobody ever felt, you know, and
awkward.
Yeah.
Right.
It's Florida. The girls are wearing shorts. And they wear these little white t-shirts, but I mean, do you ever go to the beach?
Yeah.
I mean, they definitely had way more coverage than any beach that I've been to in the last 50 years.
Yeah, they were overdressed for the beach, for sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, I get it.
It's
I get
marketing.
It, the double entendre and the joke and all that, but it's not, let me just put it to you this way. It's not like some kind of house of ill repute.
No.
They're not prostitutes.
No.
They're not strippers, dancers, whatever.
Right.
And I just always thought that was kind of funny, but I can't help it. I'm going to joke about Hooters being in the Villages. I'm just,
it's good material
be funny.
For radio. Yeah, I get it.
And when I said that, you know, the operations in other places, the numbers are way down. The sales are sagging.
Right.
Really, but it's true. I'm not just saying that. In fact, looked up and there was an article that just came out a few days ago that talked about the end of Hooters is near. About that. Yeah. And it has to do, I think, with, you know, the people that like to go visit them are aging out.
Right. Things go through cycles.
And then the younger ones have, I think, a little bit of a distorted view, like I said, of what it is. It's a wing joint, you know?
It's what it is.
Wings and beer, whatever.
Yep.
And they used to have a really good grouper style sandwich. And I say grouper style because I always wondered why they called it the cousin to the grouper sandwich.
Okay.
Because if you're using real grouper, you better be using real grouper, because there actually are people that will bust you.
Oh.
Man, that had been going on.
Really?
And so I remember they said, cousin to the grouper sandwich.
That's clever.
At least they're admitting you weren't really getting, but they were great nonetheless. Anyway, so the villages might make perfect sense.
Oh, yeah, because demographically.
Demographically, yeah, exactly.
They remember when they were new.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
And
that makes sense.
And down there, it's not, you know, not like they're going to go, oh, that place is nasty or naughty.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So.
Go have some wings.
But it's going to be the same deal it is like everywhere else in the villages.
Yeah.
Good luck finding a parking spot with all the golf carts surrounding the place.
Yeah.
I mean, golf cart heaven.
Really? Depending on your perspective.
That's the next step to heaven, too, in a lot of ways. But
Jen and I went to a different place. Somebody had recommended a place in Gainesville for wings that, that we'd never been to.
Uh-huh.
And we went, and they really were amazing. I guess they're not a client or anything. It's just a little hole-in-the-wall place. But Brennan's right there on the – it's like South Main. And actually met John Brennan, who's one of the owners. He happened to be working that day. And they were really good. Because I know you like them cooked just a little crisp. You don't like the yucky skin. Absolutely.
Crispy.
Yes. They were really good.
On. Yep. Brennan's, huh?
Yeah.
South Main, so
– Just off of University on the left.
So you think their demographic is it's going to be a lot of college kids, or
I don't know,
or the downtown?
It's a bar and grill. It's kind of that midtown. Yeah, go down.
Is it like an Irish pub with the name Brennan?
It should be. I didn't ask him.
Hey,
but yeah,
I'll have to check that out. Thank you.
I'm here for
that tip.
Yep.
And now we need one of our advertising executives.
Go knock on the door.
Yeah. Hey.
Wings for the morning show.
I did hear those guys talking. Let's see. If you own a bar and grill, not sure if you're up.
Yeah. At this hour. Maybe you're going to bed about right now.
Yeah.
You're still winding down.
On the Sky.
He said, we want to do this, we want to do that, we want to get rid of this tax, that tax.
We have to make sure that we have a fair tax system.
But he doesn't do anything.
It's the candidates.
We're in a failing nation, but it's not going to be failing anymore. We're going to make it great again.
It's the debates.
We've made significant progress from the debacle that was left.
And it's what everybody's talking about.
If the Republicans want to win,
let Biden talk.
Election talk happens here.
He'll hang himself.
We have to change some of the dialogue.
News Talk 97.3.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.